Okay, step lively now. Keep moving, folks. Welcome to Ellis Island.
Imagine you have just arrived on a steamship. You sailed on a third-class ticket or a steerage ticket. Only third-class and steerage passengers had to stop at Ellis Island. If you'd been able to afford a first or second-class ticket, you would have been examined on board your ship and then allowed into New York City. But instead, you were put on a ferry to Ellis Island, and you are now subject to inspection and examination here on Ellis Island. So let's continue your tour and begin your inspection. The year is 1907, or maybe 1914, or maybe 1921. You have just stepped off the ferry outside.
Check your bags here in the middle of the room. Don't worry, they'll be safe. Check your bags here.
You've just spent 10 crowded, smelly days packed with hundreds of other immigrants in the bowels of a steamship. You're exhausted, you're anxious, and you're hungry. And now, a uniformed official orders you to deposit your most valuable possessions, your personal treasures from home, and leave them behind in the center of this, the baggage room. All you can do is hold on to the claim ticket he gives you. That's how you can collect your things once you have completed immigration inspection. Immigrants carried suitcases, baskets, boxes, sacks, even bed sheets with their belongings wrapped up inside. What they carry are pieces of home. Here's what a few of your fellow travelers brought with them.
We didn't have much of a baggage, just some pieces of clothing and my books.
I remember a pair of shoes that she put in there that were my father's army shoes.
Golden earrings, because I've had pierced ears since I've been a child.
Alpaca wool blankets that were beautiful.
Beautiful pots and pans.
Sets of mint and china that were priceless.
Now you're being hurried along, funneled to the second floor. And with an anxious backward glance at your pile of belongings, you head up the stairs to begin the official inspection in the registry room. Look for the open staircase with a sign above it, the registry room. Go up the stairs and into the registry room. You'll see a metal stand with a blue sign and the number 111. That is the next stop. Remember, all of the stops on this tour will have a blue sign and a three-digit number. If you prefer to take an elevator, it's through the doors to the right of the staircase, under the sign that says Ellis Cafe Gift Shop.